To get a better perspective on the rise of black lung disease in Appalachia, Benny Becker is here to talk more about his story. Thanks for joining me, Benny.
No problems. Glad to be talking to you.
Now, Mackie Branham Jr., who we just heard in your story, has progressive massive fibrosis, or severe black lung disease. It's terminal, and he's one of a number of new cases of this form of the disease that's been discovered in Kentucky. What's the scope of the problem there and in the rest of the country?
Well, part of the story is that it's hard to know exactly how big it is, but it's definitely bigger than what everyone had thought. NIOSH, that's the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, and they're the federal agency who were, well, they are responsible for tracking the disease and the different things going on with black lung across the country. So they'd identified 99 cases of this most severe form of black lung in the last 5 years. But just last year, in one clinic in Pikeville, Kentucky, 60 cases surfaced. That's what kind of led us to jump into the investigation that led us to Mackie, led to the NPR story that came with it. And in that investigation, I was working with NPR's Howard Berkus. He took the lead on the investigation, found another 962 cases. I think it was 11 clinics across central Appalachia.
Wow. What are the reasons for this, what they're calling a resurgence?
One piece of it is that there have been people tracking black lung, but the numbers for the worst cases aren't always gathered in all the same places. But the biggest thing is that the way NIOSH had been testing is they have vans that go out to active mines and mining communities, but by law, they can only test active miners, you know, who are currently employed, and it's also entirely voluntary. It's illegal to be laid off because you have black lung or because you think you might have black lung, but it's a widespread belief that if they get black lung or if their company thinks they have black lung, they'll lose their job. And that's changing now because so many more miners are out of work. So miners are going into clinics trying to get black lung benefits because now that's one of the only options still available to them.
Mackie Branham is young. He's only 38. Isn't it unusual for someone his age to have black lung? I think people think of it as an old man's disease or someone who's retired.
Yeah, it's terrifying. And that's something that a lot of experts were struck by, is that in the cases we're finding, there are a lot more people with severe forms of black lung at younger ages. You know, it's a disease that you get over time from prolonged exposure usually, but we're seeing it in a lot younger people getting the most severe form. So it seems like there's something changing with the exposure.
Yeah, people are working. I know that Mackie Branham Jr. working very long hours, long shifts, and the kind of seams that people are working in, there's a special kind of mining that requires that, where they're not just breathing in coal dust.
Yeah. And when he was working overtime, he told me most of that time he was salaried. He wasn't getting paid extra. He was just trying to do it to make sure he would keep his job. Tragically, that's ended up cutting his career short in a different way. With the point you were making about the different type of mining, I think you're talking about slope mining, which is one of the ways that miners have ended up breathing more rock dust, and rock dust specifically silica. So that comes from quartz and sandstone, which is a lot of what you find around here in central Appalachia. That dust is even harder on your lungs than coal dust. And so with slope mining, like Mackie, he was for weeks on end just cutting through rock to be able to get to the coal seam. And that's something that there's a lot of happening now. And mines are getting by with fewer workers. And then you also have competition with natural gas, competition with coal fields in other regions. The coal seams that are here in central Appalachia, a lot of the best ones have been played out. The technology is changing. The price pressures are increasing. And it just makes it harder for the safety to become a top consideration.
What, if anything, is being done to protect miners from getting black lung in the first place?
There were stricter rules put in place in 2014, and those just came into full effect this past August. But because black lung takes so long to develop, we aren't going to know for another 10 years, probably, is what I've heard, if it actually is doing anything. But there are other things being done, trying to look out for other miners. Two senators, Bob Casey of Pennsylvania and Bobby Scott of Virginia, they submitted a letter recently to federal agencies that are responsible for the safety of miners, saying that they really need to get a better count of what's happening with progressive massive fibrosis and the worst cases of black lung. But there's still a lot at stake. We've been hearing a lot about plans to repeal the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare, and one section of that, the Byrd Amendment, has made it a lot more possible for minors to get their federal benefits, and that could be repealed. Although the day after our story came out, West Virginia Senator Capito, she came out and tried to reassure that that was going to stay.
There's been a somewhat happy update to your story in that the Branhams did get word that they will receive workers' compensation benefits, and they got that word right before Christmas. But what about other minors, and what can be done, you know, because the industry is in decline and coal companies are filing for bankruptcy?
It's really complicated because there's a federal system and there are state systems, and some of the money is coming from the companies that they worked for most recently, and some of the money is coming from a federal fund. The hard reality is that the money that's supposed to be paying for these benefits is money that has been made by the coal industry, but now we're at a moment in time where the coal industry just isn't making nearly as much money as it used to be. There are a lot of companies that were self-insured that have gone bankrupt, so those are some of the benefits that are at risk of ending up getting paid by the federal fund instead of by the companies that these miners had been working for. You know, the taxes going into that fund also are based on the amount of coal produced, so it's a much more difficult situation to fix now. But in terms of trying to help the big picture, people are starting to recognize the hard position that they've been put into, and there's effort now to try and build a more well-rounded economy. There's a new solar business here in Whitesburg, Kentucky, and there are a lot of people doing interesting things with that in West Virginia. There are people trying all kinds of things on reclaimed strip mines, and there are a lot of ideas and a lot of possibilities, but the hard thing is just there aren't that many resources floating around. There aren't that many people who have the assets to kind of get things started on their projects, and people have been sacrificing their bodies and their lives for so long to power this country and to make America the industrial power that it is. I think people here are just really hoping that the country will recognize the sacrifice and help give this area a hand up where people can expect to live prosperous lives without having to abandon their families.
Well, Benny, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Benny Becker is a reporter in Kentucky with Ohio Valley Resource, a public media collaboration supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. There's more, including graphs on black lung claims and benefits paid out by state. That's all at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.